Church, we have missed you. Thank you for inviting us from this part of the world to be with you and share God's word in truth, in spirit. I'm very honored to worship today with you. As you all know, the pandemic is over, so now we can go on. We have the blessings from God's love, so everything is clear. But before I share this lesson today with you, I'd like to give a story that comes from our own family. It's the year 1943. Athens is occupied by the Nazis. I was not born. I was born in June of 1953. But 10 years before I was born, my father, being a chief of personnel for a major bank in Athens, was informed by the police that a thief had his house broken into. What did the thief take? He took a coat, he took a bag with sugar, and he took a heater. So they asked him to go to the police station to declare what took place and then press charges against the man. My father went to the station and said, "I do not want to press any charges. I know that what he did was not right, but obviously he needed these things." The police said, "Yes, sir, we can take that, but we, as a police, we have to press our own charges." So he was put in jail for 6 months. Guess what happened? Friday afternoon, after my father left the church, the bank, where he was chief of personnel, and that's where he met my mother. My mother was his secretary. He used to go to the downtown market, take a bag with food, stuff, and take them right to the prison and meet the man once a week for 6 months until he was released. When I heard that, I was kind of stoned. I didn't know what to do, but then I praised God. I said, "Dad, this takes an awful amount of power." And he says, "Yes, not mine, God's power in us." So today I would like to share a few thoughts that I have as bullet points on God's power in the life of man. And guess what? Again, Philippians, not chapter 1, but verse 4 and verse 13 is our key passage. I have the power to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It was not my father, it was God's power in his spirit. It's not Alexander's power, it's not your power, it is God's power that gives you the strength to do what you do and what we do. I have the power to do all things. What a statement. This is the most sincere and bold statement a man can ever make in his life regarding God's power. I can do all things. Wow. But once again, we come to the point that says that this power is invisible. Only its effect is visible. The power as of itself is invisible, and this is, for many, a stumbling block because they cannot see it. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, Romans chapter 1, verse 20, part A. Invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature. So people don't believe because they can't see these things, but they exist. But the power of God, in a very, very special way, is concealed behind the creation of nature and the creation of man. In Greek, the word is cosmos, C-O-S-M-O-S. And you know the word cosmetics. The word means jewel. The cosmos that God created was the jewel of God to man. But in these last days, he, the deity, has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir over all things, and through whom he also made the cosmos, Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 2. Now, this trying to analyze, very hard thing to do, but at least we need to embrace the idea and get to have a deeper understanding of this power of God. This power is the epicenter, it's the core, it's the nucleus of the gifts of forgiveness and salvation, which God had planned before the creation of the world. Forgiveness offered full and free from a perfect God to a sinful man takes awful amounts of power. Awful, immeasurable amounts of power. And that became visible at the cross. When they saw the cross, then some of them grasped the idea. Immeasurable amounts of power, talking power now, that moves planets and galaxies. The power of God finds expression now. How can we express that? We don't. God does, and he expresses that by his Holy Spirit. If we wish to get an understanding, and I know we care and we want to, an understanding of the role and nature of the Holy Spirit in the Holy Trinity, and in our lives, of course, we must first realize that the Holy Spirit is the expression of the power of God. The power of God is expressed, finds a way out through the Holy Spirit, that which is sent to us. That's why we take it, we embrace it. I will send you, so you have it, God said. Now, power has always been manifested through its results. Three evangelists, Matthew chapter 9, Mark chapter 5, and Luke chapter 8, regarding the healed woman with the issue of blood. Now, the power of God parts the Red Sea, invisible power. Exodus chapters 14 and 15, to part an entire sea. Unbelievable. The power of God that resulted in Sarah breastfeeding her own son at the age of 90 years. Normally, she should play around with her grandkids, right? Right. But at that age, the impossible took place. Abraham was 10 years older than her. This is the power of God, the power that turned water into wine, John 2. Water into wine, immediately. This is the power of God, the power that restored and still does, restores physical, sentimental, emotional, and spiritual health and integrity of every soul that approaches him in living faith. Restoration.
This is the power of God that sealed the expiry date of an entire empire overnight, the Babylonian Empire, and turned the green light to another empire, Cyrus, the Mede, and later the Persians. And again, they were defeated by the he-goat, Alexander the Great, and so on. Great amounts of power. This is the power of God. That night, the angel of the Lord went out to the camp of the Assyrians, not Syrians, Assyrians, and killed 185,000 men. 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 35. We were fighting, the Americans were fighting in Vietnam for 10 years. A bloody war, yes. And we lost 52,000 precious souls. I understand. This is the outcome of wars. But here we are talking overnight, 185,000 soldiers dead. They didn't wake up. Maybe they could have drunk water from a Ravindere river that had microbes and they all had typhus and died. I don't know and I don't care. 185,000 men over time has never taken place in our galaxy. Never. This is the power of God that overcame that power of the sting of death. And that very same power raised Jesus from the dead. Talking power now. It's not just talking, saying things. Immense amount of power. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 15. This is the power of God that turned Saul from the persecutor of Christ to a faithful defender of the church. This takes excessive amounts of power. Let's think of all these things. But what in the world is the essence of power? The essence, the meaning, the substance of this power, invisible. Yes. It is the one and only power ever known to man that creates, provides, forgives, heals, redeems, liberates, saves, maintains, protects, cares, and loves beyond any human nature. Amen. This is the power of God, the power that elevates me and you from this earthly realm to that of a heavenly place, and not just for a few years, but for eternity. Eternity means minus infinite to plus infinite. That takes power to happen. This is the power of God, the power instilled within our hearts here at Omonia. To put aside our fears, our doubts, our prejudice, the power that has blessed this small church community to embrace, along with the Greeks and the others and the Filipino members, refugees from Syria. Yes, we did have our doubts, our fears. Syria, Muslim, I don't know, maybe Al-Qaeda, no. But God proved that his cause was right. It all started in August 2015. This coming August, we complete 6 years. This ministry, the ministry of the Omonia Church, has been lovingly supported by many in the States. And you have been a vital part of this role to this day. And we are thankful. Without you, we couldn't go too far. God's love was represented and served in a generous way, in an abundant way. It was offered and expressed through literally thousands of meals, clothing for all ages, necessities for the babies and children, and everything else we were called to contribute to, from legal support to medical, dental care, to enrollment of children at school, because the children had to go to be enrolled at the school, but they didn't know a single word of Greek. So someone had to be with them. Take me here, take me there, talk for me every day. Escorting them as interpreters to dozens of public services, refugee rights, United Nations refugee institutions and offices. Who would go with them? It's not just a Sunday thing. And you were there and you provided this help. Yes, you have done so, and we are thankful. All these souls have rejoiced around the table of God's love, our fellowships. An exceptionally good number of these families gave their lives through baptism to Jesus. They surrendered their life to Jesus, and they have many kids. The average is 6. Some have 8, some have 5. Big families. They have spread throughout the world, especially among the Western European countries, Germany, England, France, Holland, you know. They do not forget us at all. Our cell phones are full, Eleni's and mine as well, full of messages every single day. We think of you, we love you. We think of you, we love you. God be with you as we have learned, as we have new horizons now. They didn't know anything. It was a tradition to be Muslim, not a matter of faith, but a matter of tradition. You are an Arab, you are, and they were not Arabs. The ones who came to us were Kurdish, and the Kurdish are different than the Arabs. They belong to the Arabian world, but they were of the Kurdish descent. Okay? They believed in Allah because they were told to. But if you examine them as far as faith, inner faith is concerned, they didn't know anything. Well, God is pure, he's up there, and we are here, and we are filthy, and there's a big gap, and we have to exercise our offering like in the days of old. Sheer guilt. And then they learn of a loving God who sent someone to show how this deity is. And he says, I know you try to do what you can do, but you take by yourself, you can take F minus. I'll do the rest. Is there such a thing? Yes, there is such a thing. The faith of Christ, our friend and savior. And they gave their life. Here is the baptistry, or at the sea. And they surrendered their life, and they started a life anew. The ones who have accepted Christ, some have gone, a few have gone without having been baptized, but they were almost there. The ones who have been baptized follow us, Eleni and me, on our four weekly classes on Zoom or Facebook. Class for women, class for family, evangelism class, class for children. I offer a class in Greek. They are active members of our greater church community. Of course, we would love to meet with them and break bread and take the cup, as we would love to be with you and share the cup and sing the songs that you sang today. This is the power of God. I left it the best for last. In our effort and procedure to heal their wounds, we ourselves got healed and revived again and again. We felt revived. We remembered Jesus' action to wash feet. And we felt a new Eleni and new Alex. Because simply we saw that we watched the power of the Holy Spirit in them, from hopelessness to a purpose. Now they call us and they say, oh, our kids by God's provision are doing great. At school, where? In Germany, Berlin? Yes, they speak German. Oh, yeah, perfect. A tremendous amount of power, and this is not your power or my power. That's the miracle. It's God's power in us. Jesus in you, the hope of glory, right? In us. And by God's grace, we have tasted heavenly joys. This is from the retreat we have at in ancient Corinth every year. This is the Sunday gospel message throughout Facebook Live, how we transmit it. Our fellowship meals have been placed on pause for a while due to COVID, to serve and receive, getting items for them. This is 2 Timothy 2:2. I commit you unto faithful men, these words. He is our evangelist, who will teach others also. It goes like a fire. They bring friends. Come see what I found. Like the apostles, we have found the Lord. Wow, come see. Now, of course, the second floor is for sale. This is our daughter teaching the kids' class. We hope the upper floor, some 3,000 square feet, will finally be purchased. These are the classes, the weekly classes we have. This lady attends the class from Syria. She is not in Athens. He is in Norway. They are in Germany. But they gather at the correct time to listen to the class. Translation, of course. Before we had 6 weekly classes. This is a discipleship Zoom weekly class. And this is Sister Eleni here and all the people who attend. Children's class. This is my class. The Greek class. Mm-hmm. in Berlin, top students, they are in Germany now, and they attend the classes. Eleni, don't they? I'm sorry, Eleni corrected me. In Frankfurt, yes, they are at our place before they left. And this is the city of Athens, as we see from the hill of Parthenon. The Parthenon here, 5.5 million people. But before I close, I would love to extend an invitation. Maybe in this fine group, this blessed group over at West Main Street, maybe you are a visitor. Maybe you have not given your life to Jesus so far. We were not born as Christians. Jesus took us by the hand and says, I want you. A Jew is born as a Jew, and a Muslim is born as a Muslim, but a Christian becomes as one. We want to encourage you to join that fine group where you are now. Go to the elders, talk to them. They will embrace you with love, I'm told. I invite you from this part of the biblical city of Greece to do so, but don't tarry. Do it now. As we all stand and as we all sing, I know the song is 961. God be with you. We love you.